Settle down. I'm not in the mood for your crap.
KFNC, Mont Bellevue, Houston, a Gal Media station.
ESPN 97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Back on The Usual Suspects, hour number two of the three-hour show.
You would have got me in a lot of trouble.
Inappropriate comments about Tracy McGrady. He's a legend here in Houston, Barry.
He's a Hall of Famer, Barry.
It wasn't that inappropriate, honestly.
Really?
Wait,
really, somebody please record the number of the bus that Nick just threw me under.
Couldn't help it. It was kind of funny.
He's backing it up to
go back and do it again.
Jerk.
I mean, I didn't say what you said.
You said something
inappropriate about Tracy McGrady. Big deal.
Yeah, what do you think I'd be picking on him? Don't. God. I see what you did there.
You can't do that when we get on video, Joel.
I understand. That's why I did it now.
Yeah. Oh, God. When is that happening?
I don't know. I'm just excited. I keep talking about it because I'm excited to be on video.
So are they going to have one in the producer's room?
25 when we debut it.
Yeah. Are they going to have one in the producer's room and one in our room?
Everybody's going to be on video.
So you will be. So everyone will get to see you ignoring the show.
Yeah. So they, I can't deny it anymore.
You'll be like, no, I was listening. And then you're going to just see a bunch of people typing. No, you weren't. You were on your phone. They did this a long time ago when this was just 1560. When it first launched.
When I first started, there was a camera in the corner.
That was from the old 1560 days.
Multiple cameras.
The cameras have never worked since we started here. But
much like the mic stands.
Yeah. By the way, somebody fixed it.
Yeah, they fixed it.
They got a whole new setup here. But back in the day, 1560 used to live stream. Because I know like Hoffy and Raheel would have strippers in here and stuff. And they would just crash the webcam.
And they did it for a while when I guess it was Pendergast and John Granato. But it was like a CSN control room that they put back here. And they used the same cameras.
Yeah.
But it didn't last very long, though.
So with new technology, though, I think this will be. Are they going to have like just one that covers both of us, or is it going to be like multi-angle? Like you'll be a camera, I'll be a camera,
one shot,
yeah, like a four shot, one on you, one on me, one on Nick, and then a wide angle that shows the room.
That's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking there's an ability to have one on just Barry, one on just Joel, and then like a two shot with you.
Boy, I'm sorry, guys. You have to look at this stupid face. I don't wish that on anyone.
Joel's going to have to figure out what he's going to do with his glasses.
I was just thinking that.
The glasses. You're going to have to dress up now. You can't come in slumming it in your pajamas.
No, that's the other thing. Then they start talking to me about, hey, we'd like, and David Gow comes down the hall too. Hey, we'd like to get you doing videos at least once a week. I'm like, we better give me a heads up or I'll be doing them in gym clothes.
Cause, right?
Because I'm a big fan of the baseball hat and the gym clothes.
You might as well just be wearing pajamas. Like, you're comfy.
Yeah, I'll come in with my Badger jammies.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. Just come in one of those old Rockets jerseys. They look like pajamas.
In a onesie with some footies on. It's like, bro.
What are the big slippers that you slide into, like, with their big fronted
like
ones?
The pink suit on Christmas Story.
I pop my feet up on the desk. Hey, let's do some video.
Let's do it. That would be great. I wonder if you acted like
did you guys catch me scratching myself there?
That would be great if you came in dressed like that and didn't even acknowledge it and do a video. Three reasons why the Rockets will not win the Western Conference Finals, and you're dressed in a bunny suit, and you never just say, by the way, I'm wearing a bunny suit because you just do the video. People would freak. We had that one time at an open mic. This guy shows up, and he's a new comic. Nobody's ever seen him before. And he goes on stage with a stuffed animal on his head. He had taken a bear, like a teddy bear.
Like Clutch the Bear.
Yeah, and he had cut the bottom out and emptied the stuffing.
Oh, geez.
Cut two holes in the bear's nipples and then put the bear, wore it like a hood, like put it over his head, had a mouth hole and two eyes, goes on stage, does a 5-minute set of telling the worst jokes I've ever heard in my life. He was terrible. He was a horrible, like, he wasn't even like remotely funny. And never one time did he address the fact that he was wearing a bear on his head. And we were all just like, and he gets done and he goes, that's my time. We're all like, It can't be your time. You have a bear on your head.
Did you ever see him?
No, like 2 weeks later, and he did it again, and he's never been back.
I was going to say, maybe he didn't want anybody to know how bad who it was that was sucking.
No, he
so
would
bad.
Take it off when he'd get off stage. It just, and I finally, when he walked up, off stage, I pulled him aside. I was like, bro, you've got to, if you're going to wear a bear on your head, you've got to either have a joke about it or address it. He goes, I just figured I would do something different. What?
Well, he got that accomplished.
Yeah, but usually you want to address that. You know, like, usually, that'd be like Gallagher going on stage and smashing fruit, but not saying why, or just, that's weird. Just, that's weird.
Okay.
But I could see you doing that with the pink bunny.
Yeah, they go, Joel, you going to go change? No, I'm good. I'm just going to have at it right now.
No, put that on Sports Map.
Because me and my you're be out,
Badger Nick, jammies.
And I guess, Nick, you'll be here, or maybe you will be there. But at some point this month or next month, we got to do the Bad Pants Open golf tournament. And I'm like, well, I'll just be wearing my pajamas.
I am missing that. That is going to happen March 1st, and I will be down in the valley.
Was that the event where you guys were, like, super hot at the
No, that was, well, that was the Shell.
That was the actual Shell Houston Open. Okay.
Yeah. No, this is March 1st, the Bad Pants Open.
We had
Kingwood.
A great show, though, by the way. That was hot that day. We had everybody around us on that deck, and
that was when
everybody was
like,
laughing.
You guys are gross, because we were talking about poop at one point.
The one lady was offended, and then right. Everybody was happy.
I'm like, really?
Yeah.
Get used to it, hun.
It's kind of the way the
suspects
go.
That's the worst
go.
Thing if it's, it happens at the beginning of a
that
show.
That was so sexist. Get used to it, hun. I would have never done that.
Unless there was a waitress with not
no,
getting your drinks
Nick.
Fast enough.
That's Nick doing that, not me.
Doing what?
Yeah. Calling
hey,
toots
can
and
I
hun.
Get my drink not, a little
hey,
quicker?
Negative.
Hey, sweetie, can I get a drink?
Sweetie, yeah.
I same take, thing.
But I mean, if you're with somebody, yeah, that's inappropriate. But if you're single, it's all good.
No.
It's not?
Women don't like to be called sweetie no more than they like to be called hun or toots or anything
but they can
else.
Call you sweetie.
Yes, and they okay. will, but you should just be like, excuse me, miss.
She's going to turn around and like, go, did you want a drink? Oh. Hashtag me too, but you're not getting one. Bye-bye.
Just miss. Just go with miss. Not ma'am, because now you're like, oh, I feel old now. Just okay. miss. Excuse me, miss. Could I get a crown and diet?
I mean, I understood toots. I don't
no,
see why
No, they say that he was
big...
supposed to do it. Wasn't it ma'am in the
no,
country bar?
No, he said to say ma'am. Excuse me, ma'am. It was a horrible... that was cute. Was it? No, it was Troy.
Yeah.
No.
Troy. It was Troy.
It was Troy. Yeah, it was Troy's idea. Don't do that.
Okay.
Don't never call a woman
Nick,
ma'am.
Now you have conflicting
I don't
reports.
Care how old they are. Never call a woman ma'am.
Yeah,
unless you're trying to
I wasn't
going to
take that advice anyway.
Unless you're trying to be an a-hole. Just go with miss. You can't go wrong by calling a woman miss.
I do ma'am all the time.
Do you?
Mm-hmm. Just polite.
Like, but we... Oh, really?
Try to be polite. Yeah, in the grocery
I'll do
store,
that,
whatever.
Like, if I'm trying to be a smart ass to Nora.
I do it to my daughter.
She'll be like,
no, ma'am, yes,
would you
ma'am.
Put that up? I'll be like, well, yes, ma'am. But I don't, otherwise, no.
If my daughter does something, no, ma'am. Put that down right now.
Yeah, I get that. And like an old lady, like, ma'am, can I help you across the street? Like that, yeah. But if you're trying to get a drink at the Coyote Ugly, don't call her ma'am or miss. Or I mean, or toots or hun or sweetie.
Okay.
Never getting your drink.
All right, sweethearts, we'll be back in just a minute. Right now, I want to tell you about my good friends at Gallery Furniture. Mac's birthday's this month. It just was on the 11th. He turned 67. That means he's going to have sales events throughout the store where items are going to be marked up to 67% off. And if you spent $4,000 or more on furniture, you get 36% back in free accessories. The Astros promotion, you asked for it, you got it, it's back again. You buy $3,000 or more worth of bedroom furniture. And if the Astros win it all, you get it all for free at the end of the season. It's just the way they do business at Gallery Furniture. You can check out one of their three locations, Grand Parkway between Katy and Sugarland, in the Galleria area on Post Oak, and of course the mainstay I-45 North, exit Tidwell Parker both ways, where what they say is what they do on a daily basis. You buy today, you get it tonight. That is not just a marketing slogan, that is a fact. They're going to get competitive low rate prices, American-made furniture throughout all three of the stores. And as always, when you buy today and get it tonight, the customer service is going to be fantastic, which means if you need things moved or taken out of the house when you're putting the new furniture in, they're happy to oblige. They're happy to take it away because they want you to be return customers. You know, Gallery's been in Houston a long time and they're not going anywhere. Neither are you. That's what Mac is banking on, that you'll be so happy with the way you were treated, the price that you got, and the quality of the furniture. You'll come back again and again. Check them out, because the other thing that Mac says that's absolutely true, Gallery really will save you money.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Back on The Usual Suspects, where we're just 15 minutes away from Big Mo and the Mo Show, joining us to show you all the things that you need to continue to do if you are on our weight loss challenge. And if you're not, you're just kind of playing along, hey, we'll give you tips on that too. And if you have questions, you can join in, call in, tweet in, text in, starting at 2:30, and we'll take it for one segment and try and get to as many as we possibly can. It's kind of like fantasy football, only it's with your real health and fitness. It's going
to
be
fun. Yes. I'm trying to find his tweet.
You look puzzled.
Yeah, I was looking for his tweet from earlier. It was a quote from, here it is, from Houston Family Nutrition on Twitter, HOU Fam Nutrition. And Mo said, basically, great to be a part of The Usual Suspects Weight Loss Challenge. Thanks to messages like this, and I'm quoting, I was 230.5 pounds, now at 212. Though I didn't make the official weigh-in, I'm glad you guys put the challenge out. It motivated me to get to a weight that I look good in my uniform. That's badass. I don't know who it was. They're not even in the challenge. They're just kind of playing along at home. That's killer. That's what it's all about. And obviously, Mo and Houston Family Nutrition helping make that happen. My wife is joining a weight loss contest at her job on Monday. So she says either that or it was just a ploy to get $60 out of me, which ours was like she's paying $60 to be in the challenge, winner take all.
What?
And I'm like, man, you better eat everything in sight between now and Monday. I every time I look up, you better be eating. You better just be padding the stats. I mean, you need to be like 250 by Monday. And so, yeah, so I give her the $60 because she's like, yeah, I guess I'm going to do it. I was like, all right, but one, you better do it. And two, you need to call Mo and get a damn nutrition plan. And then we're going to get you on Healthy Gourmet. you're going to win this.
You're her Belichick.
Yeah, I am. That damn it. $60 on the line for $540. Yeah. That's.
So when she starts complaining about the fact that, you know what, I didn't have, you're going to go, we're on to tomorrow. We're on to tomorrow.
Yeah.
Put the knife and fork down.
We're on to breakfast.
That's right.
We're going to put dinner behind us. We're on to breakfast now. Let's go jogging.
Our mission is Deflategate.
She won't run either. I was like, you know, you're going to have to exercise.
She hates
running, walking. She might do the elliptical.
Really?
But I'm like, man, she's like, well, I'll do yoga. Not good enough for a weight loss challenge.
What a refreshing change that would be as opposed to being married to a marathoner. Good Lord.
No, she thinks yoga is going to help her lose the weight in 3 months. I was like, it'll strengthen your core, but you're not going to lose, unless you're doing hot yoga, I guess, but that's just going to be water weight. I don't know. We can ask Mo at 2:30.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's true or not.
I was thinking about it too when you guys were talking about the ma'ams and the miss and the misses and all that. There's a CVS in my neighborhood, and actually Lisa's mom has gone in there with me before, and there is one, and she's younger, but she drops every name under the sun at you whenever, like I'll ask, yeah, baby, you can go right down there, sweetie. Get right there. You got it, hon? And I'm just like, and Lisa's mom's like, do you know her? And I go, nope.
Not a clue.
Never met her before in my life.
I tend to feel like older women, I almost just said old lady.
And she's not. This one's like in her mid-20s.
Older women will say, sweetie, hun, and especially really country women. Like women that are real country. They'll, hey, sweetie, we're going and kiss my grits. Like they'll do that.
Thank you, Flo.
Yeah, but like they don't want you to do that in return.
But this chick's probably late 20s.
Really?
Yeah.
She's just country as hell.
And you just no, and she's not.
She's not country?
No. No, Nick can relate to the fact that out my way, she ain't country, but she is a lot of things.
What specifically?
She's just a couple different nationalities, but yet she's free. She is very free with the...
sweeties and huns?
And babies and all that, yeah.
She pat you on the butt when you walk by?
No.
Mm-mm. Lisa would murder her face.
Lisa's mom would.
Oh,
so yeah. She was with me.
Yeah.
She's like, yeah, if she says one more thing.
All right. So you want to... by the way, I just had to read OU Mike's text because it was pretty good on the Chris Bosch.
Yep.
Chris Bosch.
Easy for you to say.
Yeah. He's like, yeah, I don't think we need to see Chris Bosch die on the Toyota Center floor.
Well, Mike's back to being Mike.
He's not... Dude, he's... He's not that old.
No, it's because of his heart and blood issues.
Oh, that's even worse.
Yeah, that's
I didn't even think about that. I just thought because he was old.
Yeah. No.
Oh, see, I don't even have that kind of mind that I would be that hateful.
Oh, you Mike does.
Obviously.
I noticed you kind of dabble in an OU Mike voice.
I was just, do I?
Yeah, you tried it there a little bit.
No?
Yeah, maybe subconsciously. Did you hear it, Nick?
I don't know.
Not really, but I did. It probably just went past me.
He kind of went a little bit.
No. I deliver liquor, and there's one woman bartender that calls me baby very sexually, and I would get roasted if I said it to her. Yeah, it's a double standard. Deal with it. That's how today's society is.
Yep.
Don't call them baby. And then this was from Steelers fan Juan. I don't know if you've tried this, Nick, but he said, just yell bartender. It always gets their attention. I prefer barmaid. If you just yell barmaid,
it gets their attention. I just don't know that.
How many people, by the way,
don't say barmaid,
just heard the last comment about the bar, the one person at the bar that says, hey, baby, to me all the time? Mm-hmm. How many guys are going to come back and go, well, how'd she look?
That's true.
That was my first question.
Because that's the big thing. Regardless of the fact that you could possibly think it's offensive, how'd she look? Because that'll change everything.
That's true. We got a suggestion for my wife to drink a gallon of water right before weigh-ins.
Good point.
That's very smart. Yep. That's very smart. I'm gonna save that. All right. Then there's this, and I don't know. So you guys aren't big Marvel Comics
movie guys. No, I'm not Jong or Michael by any means.
So you're not geeked up about Black Panther?
It's tomorrow, watch it, right?
Are you gonna go opening weekend guy, or are you just like, yeah, I'll wait till it hits the dollar movies?
I've heard some people say like some pretty crazy things.
Like what?
Like I heard people talking about like that. If you're white, you're not supposed to go the first week.
So that's what this text is about. It says, so I'm white, but on the topic of Black Panther, I'm just as excited to see it. But left-wing activists said whites can't go because we would be sucking black joy out of the theater. What should I do?
That's crazy.
First of all, I don't know if I've ever read a more ridiculous group of words put together.
Like he took the time to type that, but he probably put thought in it.
Yeah, well, and I imagine that he was being told that by somebody. It's a movie. And it's a movie about a superhero. And it's a play on words, I guess, in a way, of Black Panther. It's not Black Panthers in the sense of the 60s, and they all turn into superheroes, and now they're fighting crime and whitey. It's not that. It's a comic book hero who is black. And you know what? It shouldn't matter if he's black, white, red, brown. He's a comic book hero. And if you're into comic books, you should go watch the movie and enjoy it. I don't understand why the left or the right or anyone else has to make this out to be anything other than the fact that it's a movie that a lot of people want to see. Stop. You know what? That person that told you that, they're sucking the joy out of the movie. Stop making it racial. It's not.
I thought it was crazy. And at first I thought I didn't hear that right. But then they went on to talk about it. And I was like, man, they're serious.
It's just, it's stupid to me.
Will this be on Jong and Michael Carroll's blog this week?
Oh, I'm sure they've already talked about it.
Should be.
It absolutely should be.
It's a comic book hero. Who cares if it's black or white? Do you know what? Guess what? There are Panthers in this world. And guess what? Some of those Panthers are black.
Wait,
you know
what?
If there's any crazy...
What?
No way.
If there's any crazy things that happen out of the opening week, I'm going to be so upset.
I wonder if steelworkers decided that they weren't going to go see Iron Man. They were like, nope. That's just stupid.
On that note, Mo's coming up next. We've got everything going with the usual suspects and our weight loss challenge. So if you got questions for Mo, you can hit us up, 713-780-3776, HRNP listener line. Call, text, or hit us on Twitter. We'll be having a very healthy discussion next, right here on The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
Listen to your favorite ESPN 97.5 show on the go with the ESPN 97.5 app. Brought to you by Saltgrass Steakhouse. Great food, legendary hospitality. Download the app in your iOS or Android app store today.
Get ready for the downloads.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, we're coming out of the halftime break. 90 in the the rear view, 90 of the show still to go, and it is Mo. Without further ado, the man with a plan that has come through for all of you with our weight loss challenge. Mo Schlachter is here. You can find him at HOU Fam Nutrition. But most of you that have signed up for the challenge can find him as a regular contributor to our Facebook page. And also on this show, as we continue to do what we can do in terms of giving you tips and to help you in your path to try and be healthier and more active in 2018. It was our gift to you and to us in the process. So, Mo, welcome back.
Thank you very much. Great to see you guys.
Yeah, everything's good. Hopefully everything's good for you. I know that this Facebook page has been fantastic. I check it normally when I get home from work at night, and the people that are participating are just fantastic.
Lots of great stuff going on there. I mean, the activity's been great. We've been seeing amazing plates, things that people are trying, new recipes, a lot of lean meats, a lot of vegetables on there. I know Nick had one yesterday. Great support on that group as well. The support for each, I mean, it is a competition, but what I found to be the biggest pleasant surprise really is how much people are picking each other up on there.
Yeah.
You guys have been great interacting with listeners as well.
Well, that's only because we're not in it. I mean, I can assure you if Joel and I were actually competing to win, neither one of us would be supportive because we're way too competitive.
We are hyper-competitive.
Kudos to everybody else for being adult about it.
So you'd be waving the fast food. Like,
no, I would
like
be
Nick
posting pictures
here, right?
of yeah. Oh, totally. I would be posting pictures like, of hamburgers and ice
like,
cream and stuff. Totally.
Like, hey guys, I don't know if you missed this or not, but the Groupon this week is for an extra Whataburger with fries if you just order one of equal value.
I would start a fake nutrition blog and then post stories about how ice cream is good for you.
See, that's...
I'd be like, did you guys read that if you eat 3 servings of French fries a day, you can actually lower your body fat?
I'm a lot better of a referee than the NBA guy, so that's why totally. I'd keep you guys honest.
Okay,
and you listen
yeah.
to the show. So we've had some great questions, and again, if you want to get in here with Mo, 713-780-3776, you can text or call that number, or you can hit us up on Twitter. Again, we always like to get the questions that are out there, including from the people that it matters to most who are participating in this challenge. One of them is, and I believe it was Chris, that wanted to know about what is the right things to eat, when and what do you eat and drink prior to a workout?
Yeah, that's an excellent question. I mean, when we work out, we want to really get a lot out of it. We want to burn calories. So you need some energy to get through it. And you want to ultimately build muscle, get to that recovery point too. So to eat before a workout, you really just want to focus on a really adequate, healthy meal beforehand. And beforehand means sometime between 4 hours before and 1 hour before. Don't want to eat right before because then all that food is still sitting in your stomach, going to get cramped up. But you want to get adequate amount of carbohydrates. That's going to mean something different for each size person, but about 45 grams of carbohydrates. You want to keep that protein high quality, so from whole food sources. And then also you want to get, make sure the fat in that meal is low so that the food can go through your digestive system quickly, absorb, and then you can use that energy during your workout. Hydrate. You want to make sure to get plenty of water in the period of time before the workout, during the workout, after the workout as well.
Now, I heard something. I may have asked you this last time, but I don't recall. But there's a commercial on it as well with Klay Thompson. And I had heard this and I tried it. Talk a little bit about chocolate milk as a post-workout drink. What are the benefits? And what are maybe things to avoid, or you just can't go? Can you just go buy any chocolate milk and start drinking it? How much should you drink? Talk a little bit about it.
Yeah, I've seen that too, and I think it could be a great choice because there is protein in there. You have some carbohydrates. When looking for a post-workout meal or post-workout intake, you want to focus on replacing the carbohydrates that you burnt, and you also want to have some protein in there to build the muscles that you just exercised. Now, the amount, you'll need about 20, 22 grams of protein, high quality, and milk is a good source of that. And then carbohydrates, you'll want some carbohydrates that are going to hit your system quickly. And, some of the carbs in chocolate milk can do that. Now, chocolate milk has a downside where some of it is added sugar. That's not really going to be a high quality source of carbs, but it's maybe better than nothing as long as you're keeping it within the right amount, maybe around 15 grams, 30 grams of carbs right afterward. You should be okay. Typically we might want to focus on something with, overall high nutritional value. So this could be a pretty good choice.
So don't drink a gallon. If you're going to do it, 8 ounces, something like that.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yep. So it's about the amount with this particular food.
See, I got a problem because of the fact that I have reflux. So I'm glad you said that in terms of what to eat before you work out, because for me, it's that 4 hours to the closest I can get is 3 hours before I can really be in trouble.
Yeah, and everyone has to know their body. You really have to pay attention to your body. See how you feel during your workout. If you're cramping up, if you're starting to get that feeling like someone punched you in the gut while you're working out, that's a clear sign that your pre-meal diet maybe wasn't the right thing. You want to mix it up, maybe get something a little bit more quickly absorbed, go lower and lower in fiber content, for instance, if that's what you're needing for a pre-workout meal.
Now, we've had some people again on the page chime in, but good thing is that people don't realize, they think that in order to be considered a workout, they got to go to the gym. They got to go and do like the track workout, or they got to run. But Chris brought it up on the page, but it's something that everybody should kind of consider, which is the fact that just in your average everyday lifestyle, take the stairs instead of the elevator. Take 30 minutes of your lunch hour and walk.
Yep.
Those things can help.
And that's exactly what, you know, the philosophy is at Houston Family Nutrition. I mean, we understand that we're in the real world. There, of course, it would be great if we can all drop what we're doing, go to the gym, spend all that time on our bodies, you know, shop for all the right foods and time our nutrition perfectly. But we have the real world to deal with. So, yes, it does not take going to the gym. The best exercise, some people ask me about when's the best time to work out and where's the best place to work out. And really, the answers to those questions are wherever you are going to get it done as consistently as possible. If we go in, day out, and we are exercising, we're burning those calories, we're building the muscles, building strength, balance, then we're getting somewhere. So it doesn't take a gym membership. It doesn't take, you know, waking up pre-dawn to get it done. You can do it after work. You could do it during work, like you said. Taking the stairs, that's a great opportunity.
Yeah, and somebody, just as a follow-up to earlier, because somebody texted the show and I wanted to get their question to you, but they said, is there a specific brand of chocolate milk to maybe avoid or to look out for?
No, but I heard Raheel talk about a Mootopia from, I think it's H-E-B. Yeah, where they replace some of the sugar for protein. That might balance out the product a little bit more. So I guess we'd have to look at an 8-ounce glass of that might have the better ratio of carbohydrates to nutrition. I know it's lower in sugar, so that might be one to actually look for. And I know, I think Mark Schell on the Facebook listener page. Group, mm-hmm. Yep, he talked about a kefir product. That could be one also to look at after a workout.
I'll give you two because I loved them both before, and I used it as a substitute for dairy since I've given up dairy. But Silk makes a low fat chocolate milk. So Silk makes a soy milk. And it tastes really, really good, which is key for me. Mm-hmm. And the other one, there's a brand, if you're still okay with dairy, Fairlife. Fairlife reduces a lot of things you don't need, but keeps the protein up and keeps the nutrients you need. And Fairlife's a really good tasting chocolate milk as well.
Yeah, and I like that companies are now starting to, you know, give us a little bit more option like that.
Yeah.
No doubt. You wanted to get in some things, too, about some of the questions you've had.
Sure. And, you know, I think at this point in the challenge, it's a really good time to talk about plateau busting. And, you know, plateau is described as, you know, I've started this challenge. I lost the weight. But now people are saying, well, you know, I've kind of hit a wall. And we were talking about this on the group. And, you know, a few things to focus on. You know, the big thing we talked about was consistency. Just stay consistent with it. I've never seen someone come into my clinic really engage in the healthy behaviors, healthy diet, exercise, hydration, getting to sleep on time for a long period of time and not get it done. So one thing, you just got to trust the process especially when the scale is not showing you what you want to see, that's the time to really just do that trust fall thing for it. The other things that you can do, of course, is really focus on the quality of the diet. So you've started off the challenge, maybe you start eating less, and less has equaled some weight loss, and you're feeling really good. Now take a look and make sure your body is actually getting everything it needs. Are you getting all the nutrients you need while you're keeping the calories low? Maybe you kind of went too far. Maybe you're not feeding your body enough. You're not giving yourself the energy you need for the workouts. Are you focusing on strength training, not just cardio? So muscles burn more calories in a 24-hour period than the rest of our tissue. So if we have more muscle, we're burning more calories. So that's another thing to consider. Are we mixing up cardio with strength? Some other things, of course, look at the other gains, right? So when clients come to me, I'm measuring not just weight, I'm measuring hip circumference, waist circumference, I'm measuring their body fat percentage, because sometimes the number on the scale is not telling the whole story. You got to make sure that, you know, there are, you're considering the big picture. If your waist size is shrinking, that means that there's fat coming off that belly, yep, and you're protecting your heart, you're protecting, you know, your endocrine system. There's a lot of positive going in there, even if the number on the scale is not chasing.
Pick Me Mike said his underwear is not fitting anymore, which is, means he's, what? Yeah, so he's cutting off the circular, I mean, the circulation cutoff is not happening anymore, and oh, he actually badass has his drawers not fitting.
Yep, and you got to pay goals attention to that. If you're, yeah, if your clothes are fitting you a lot better, then that's a positive sign right there.
Yeah, because muscle weighs more than fat, so that's also a key to remember. And the one thing that I you neglected to say there that you've said in the past is how important sleep is too, because getting enough sleep is also can be just as important as your diet and your exercise.
Absolutely. I mean, we should be getting around 7 to 9 hours of sleep. I mean, but depending on where we are, if we're getting only 4 or 5 hours of sleep, I would say go up maybe 15-30 minutes, try to get yourself in bed 15-30 minutes earlier. Aiming for that 7 hours really is a good magic number, especially for weight loss. But the biggest thing is, you know, I think participants of this challenge are noticing one important thing. They can now look at some of these get thin quick advertisements and really understand the difference between how to get it done the right way, mm-hmm, and, you know, those other things, those magic products that, you know, don't work, those diets. They're actually seeing what it takes, yeah, to get it done, and they are getting it done. We're seeing reports of weight loss all over the place. It's been fantastic.
Yeah, it's been great, and we appreciate all that you've done for this challenge. So, again, if you want to reach Mo, he's great. He'll answer back to your tweets at HOUFAMNutrition. Or otherwise, you can follow us on the Facebook page, where we've got a great group that's going in and participating. Basically, morning, noon, and night, people are contributing.
Yeah, and to find that page, just go to Facebook and search The Usual Suspects Weight Loss Challenge. Mo, you have a number that they can call as well?
Yeah, it's going to be 832-844-0789. Again, 832-844-0789. Info at HoustonFamilyNutrition.com. Go to the website. You get a free meal plan and get yourself started.
Boom. There you go. Mo, appreciate you stopping by.
As always.
We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back with a whole lot more. Don't go anywhere. Hour number two of The Usual Suspects keeps on rolling right here on ESPN 97.5.
Looking for something to do this weekend? Visit culturemap.com to find out everything going on in the city. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
We are back on The Usual Suspects, as it was great having Mo in, so that maybe you got a few tips that you might not have known or that you can work on and implement into your daily regimen so that you continue to do what you do to stay on the program.
Yes. Important. I was looking at... So people were tweeting and about our discussion about the movie, the mm-hmm. Black Panther movie. Mm-hmm. And somebody had a question, which I was like, hell, I don't know the answer. But he said, Barry, you said that it was a panther that was black. And aren't all panthers black? And I was like, damn, I don't know. That's a good question.
You got me.
I'm not an animal expert. Are all panthers black? So I Googled it. I just Googled panthers. And of course... it's nothing but the Carolina Panthers. Mm. So I'm just going to assume.
Well, Greg Olson. I mean, he's white. He's such a, I'm just saying.
Touche. That's a really valid point. About half of the roster.
Yeah. So it's give 50, or take.
50. Yeah, I have no idea if there's like an albino panther. I guess I could Google that. Albino panther. Let's see what comes up. Oh, there is. Yeah. Sorry to burst your bubble. But there are albino panthers. I guess if it's not a black panther, then it's either a leopard or a cougar. Would that be safe to say?
Sure.
I have no idea.
I'll go with it.
Or a cheetah. I don't even know if that's that's probably not the same thing.
She can do the weather.
Oh, okay. yeah, I don't know. Good question, Twitter person. I had to find it. I forget who it was that asked me that, but yeah, I have no idea.
Okay.
Other than that, yeah, some healthy discussion going down in the DMs. With some folks.
Yeah.
But that's about it.
With you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Just having some, nothing I would air.
You brought up the the chocolate milk discussion simply because of the fact that that was my go-to when I got the sweet tooth at night. I used to get a big glass of chocolate milk. And then the dairy thing that I started to try and do along with Lisa, I kind of kiboshed it.
I tell you one thing that I started doing for weight loss because I love ice cream. And I mean, yes, the Halo Top is it's a decent low-calorie ice cream option. You can get like a – I started like – the main just vanilla bean is like 240 calories for a pint for the whole thing.
Pretty good.
Which is usually four servings. So if you divide that, I mean, it's 60 calories a serving if you have the self-control, which I do not.
No, I don't either.
I sit down, I'm eating the whole thing. Yep. So I have to get the lowest calories because I know whatever's on the front of that is how many I'm going to ingest in one sitting.
And the taste suffers, too.
If you not on these.
I'm saying. You're telling us that. I'm saying, but in a lot of cases, you go for the lower calories.
Yeah, and it's gross. Yeah. Now, some of their flavors are garbage. I ain't going to lie. Like the black, there was like a black cherry or a red velvet cake. Those are just terrible.
No
50 Shades of Trey. But I'll stick with like they have the salted caramel, the sea salt caramel, really good. And then I get the caramel macchiato because sea salt caramel is like 320 calories. But if you want a caramel flavored ice cream, the caramel macchiato is like 280. Anyways, I digress because there's actually a better option than that that I've started doing is, and I don't know if you're a big pudding guy. But get sugar-free pudding as a snack late at night for a sweet something snack, and it totally hits the craving. It's not terrible for you, and it does the trick for me. Like if I'm really craving an ice cream or something, I'll get one of those, and I think one of the cups is like maybe 60 calories, but it does the trick. It's really good. So just another tip.
I know
tip.
Growing up.
Not everybody's a pudding guy, and I get it. That's fine, but it works for a sweet tooth.
My mom had pudding all the time.
Really?
Yeah, pudding cups, pudding in like a graham cracker
crust. The packages and making it. Yeah. Those cups, though, they're great. You can go buy a four-pack of them, keep in the fridge, and when you're really craving some ice cream or late-night sweets, just grab one of those and eat it, and you're good to go.
There you go, Nick.
Yeah.
I was going to ask him, too, if two-stepping would be considered a cardiovascular workout.
Should be.
Depends how big she is.
I don't know.
Is it more work that way? And how fast you can move.
If she's healthy, then she's probably going to wear you out.
And I disagree. The girls can move, man.
No, I'm just saying, like, if she... yeah, I know. But what I'm telling you is it just depends on if her energy level is higher, you're going to work harder. She's going to want to dance faster. Yeah. No, I wasn't saying the other way. Yeah, I'm not disagreeing with you on that. They can get it. They can still dance.
Well, then she's just going to have to be the lead if that's the case.
Yeah, that's the other thing. You've got to, if you let them lead, you're going to burn more calories.
And because you're going to be weightlifting and cardio.
Wait, if I let them lead?
No, if you're leading. If you're leading, you got to actually lift weights and get your cardio in.
Yeah, that's probably true.
It's like a blocking sled.
Don't let them lead. You're the man. You're supposed
that's what
to
I'm
lead.
Saying. Yeah.
You're supposed to lead.
I just don't want to slip and fall on my ass, honestly.
No, that would be good video, though.
Well,
we're not going to have
it. Yeah, we're not videoing. I don't want to put his business out there.
Not going to have video. Joel's pretty
did
upset.
You see me winking? My bad.
No, I did not see that.
My bad.
Who's your favorite game show host? Wink Martindale?
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Andrew said, do you mean when you have the munchies, Barry? No, I don't do that. That's not me. I don't get the munchies, Andrew.
That's when you go to those pork rinds.
Yeah, well, those will do it too. Yeah, but if you do, somebody said another, this is from KC. For like the ice cream fix, another ice cream fix, and I'm reading on the fly here, so I hope this is clean. Take almond milk and blend it with ice and your protein powder and freeze it for about 30 minutes. It's got a cold, creamy texture that he uses for a craving for ice cream. I would have never thought of that. I wonder if that works. If it actually cures the craving, or if you're just like, well, dude, this kind of sucks.
You don't like this because it's not going to work for you, but okay. I do use the pineapple. So if I get a sweet tooth at night, I'll have a salad for dinner. And then if I get a sweet tooth after that, I'll go and get like a bowl of cut up pineapple.
Uh-huh.
And
aren't you sick of pineapple by now? Because you're
no
all pineapple all the time.
I actually, as long as it works for me and I know it's healthy, although I understand it's a natural sugar too.
Right.
But it does fill me up and it cures the sweet tooth.
The one thing that I will eat a lot for a snack, like in between meals, or I'll have my healthy gourmet meal and I'll add to it, as you guys saw today and Nick was childish about, was I'll eat a banana. So I probably eat 3-4 bananas a day. However, today at lunch, Nick wanted to record me eating a banana. You see,
you inhaled the entire banana. Like, I don't think the banana touched your teeth. Did it touch your teeth?
Well, touched his tongue.
I hate you. God, I hate you.
Should I post that video? I didn't want to do it because I knew if I did post it, Dr. Dre on 290 and all
they
those.
They can't handle it.
You mean our associate producer?
Yeah, yeah. They just can't have fun. They have to take it to a degree that makes you just go, ugh, I want to block this guy right now.
Yeah. So I do have video of you inhaling that banana.
No, you don't. You did not. Did you actually record me eating it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I do. Dick. Why? I thought you would put the camera down.
See, now that you just called me that, yeah, I'm really tempted to tweet it.
I hate you. God, can I just eat in peace? I don't understand. You know, you hold a banana with two hands and suddenly everybody wants to film it.
Yeah, I noticed. And here's the other thing. We can't have outsiders on the inside.
What do you mean?
During our meetings.
Oh.
Because that kind of screws up the whole process.
No, I mean, that was, I Rachel needed a place to eat and I kind of let her stay.
Oh.
So it's kind of
all right, so we're getting clarification on Panthers. So here's one. And I have no idea if any of this is true. We say our listeners tend to be intelligent. Mm-hmm. We've met some of them, so we know that not to be true.
Both ends of the spectrum.
And by spectrum, you mean, never mind. Hey, guys, a cougar, puma, mountain lion, panther is all the same, if I'm not mistaken, but there is only black panthers. So cougar, puma, mountain lion, panther, I guess to this texter's point is panthers are always going to be black. But like a mountain lion is going to be a different color, but it's basically the same animal. If that's the case, then why aren't they all called a mountain lion?
And I don't see anybody calling Greg Olson a mountain lion.
Yeah. And this is from Dr. OU Mike, who got his PhD in animals. Mountain lion, cougar, and puma, all panthers. Funny because none of them are called panthers. They're called mountain lions, cougars, and pumas. And then he just said, all known as big cats. I don't know. Can't tell if he's being serious or not.
Nor can I. So that gives us the clue to probably try and figure it out during the break.
Can we get an animal expert on the phone? Can you call the zoo?
Sure. Houston Zoo.
I mean, I wanted what's his name? We couldn't get the guy that called Brady's kid a piss ant. So can we at least get the zoo? That was for the banana thing. See how you do me?
Okay.
Yeah, jerk.
I still haven't tweeted it, just so you know.
Oh, you didn't? I'm sorry.
Two in the books, one to go. 1 hour left of the big show before we turn over to Fred, AJ, Jong, and the Blitz. They'll take you home till 7 right here on ESPN 97.5. Are you...